Can you imagine a comedian like doing jokes and then they just have a dog bowl? They're like. So anyway, my wife has been crazy lately.
It's the late show. I'ma do me. I'ma get stupid. I'ma put the work in crowd work. I'ma lose my set. You're watching Stand Up on the Spot. Please leave a like and a comment and make sure you're subscribed. Thanks for the support.
Austin, Texas, make some noise! What's up, everybody? My name is Jeremiah Watkins. I'm your host of Stand Up on the Spot, and this is how the show works. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off those suggestions. Who's ready to kick it off right here, right now? What do you say, huh? All right. What do we got?
Clam hammers.
What is a clam hammer, sir?
They're from Alice in Wonderland.
They're from Alice in Wonderland? I thought it was two lesbians, but that's a clam hammer to me. I don't know about this Alice in Wonderland thing. I don't give a clam hammer to do that. Next suggestion.
Politicians doing sexy calendars.
Wow. I mean, Trump is our guy for that, right? He's 6'3" and only 200 pounds. Do you know about that? I mean, that's muscle right there. That's a lot of sexy pose count. What would, I mean, January, it would be like we storming the Capitol. Just like different poses. They're like dick, just like. Like, well, they're the Buffalo guys in the background. Like, yeah. You know, Biden is just like in the fetal position. Getting all hot, getting all steamy. Our black vice president, Kamala, she'd be February. Just COVID masks dangling over her nipples. That'd be, what would Pelosi be? Dead. I don't know. I don't know what she would be. I don't even know what month. She's a lizard. That's what she is. She's a lizard person.
What about June?
Maybe Obama? I don't know. It'd be Obama and then Michelle with like a dick imprint in her jeans. That's what Texas wants to hear, right? What else we got? I feel like I did literally as much as I could with sexy calendars, politicians. Great suggestion, though. Give it up for yourself. You guys are doing great with these suggestions. We're getting into the vibe of the show. You're starting to get it, right? What else we got?
Big Florida Man.
Summer camp.
Summer camp. This guy looked at my spirit and he's like, this guy's got to know something about summer camp. I went to a Christian summer camp, dude. Did you ever go to a summer camp?
Yeah.
Yeah? Atheist or?
It was church camp.
It was church camp. Yeah. And what was that experience like for you?
Weirdly horny.
Out of all the things I thought you were going to say. What was turning you on at your church camp?
It wasn't necessarily me, but like everybody else that I kind of saw, that's the vibe I got from them.
They were was anybody trying to lose their virginity at church camp or anything? Did it happen?
Not that I know of.
Huh, freaking dork.
I kept asking about it, but I didn't get any hard answers. Dude, my church camp, like, it was the unsexiest thing ever because the dress code for dudes, like, you had to wear, you know, shirts all the way down to the elbow, and the girls had to wear skirts past the knee. So there's little to no imagination. Like, maybe, like, the wind blew up and you saw a knee, and you're like, oh, a knee. Oh, look at that. Oh, she's got hairs on the top of her knee. I wonder if her pussy does, too. Oh, that's crazy. Like, you had to imagine everything. Like, but they're, like, all covered up and everything. They didn't wear makeup. It was hot. Like nobody looked good or anything. So I wasn't turned on, like, by these like, floating blobs of women that were just, like, going around. You can't see any shape or anything whatsoever with the kind of, like stuff that they were wearing. When did you lose your virginity?
I'm not going to answer that one.
Guess what, brother? It's going to happen tonight. All right? Because you're telling us all the signs that you're still horny after all these years from church camp. You're still processing this. That was the suggestion that came to mind. He can't get over. He's like, church camp, I still need to work through this. It's going to happen tonight. Who's ready to kick this show off? What do you say, guys, huh? All right. Your next comedian coming to the stage. He is phenomenal. One of my favorite performers and writers to watch on stage. You may have seen him on Conan. You may have seen him on Roast Battle and many other things. Please welcome my pal, Matthew Broussard, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Thank you. Hi, one more time for Jeremiah, everybody. And Mayonnaise Mondays. This is a good crowd. Everyone doing okay? We're gonna open this up. Anyone got? I don't get to suggest the topics. You suggest the topics. Don't make me work.
Military.
What was the other one?
Barbie and Ken.
Ooh, Barbie and Ken. Am I allowed to not like the movie?
Yes.
Okay. It's like, it was great. The acting was great. It was funny. It was beautiful. The plot made no sense. Can we admit that? Can I say I love women and also not like that movie? Am I allowed to? Okay. No? Oh, we got a fucking male feminist over here. Did you like it?
No.
No. We got a male misogynist over here. Okay, great. You're on my team, buddy. It was good. I don't know. I relate to Kim again because I look like I don't have any genitals. It's good. I liked Oppenheimer more. You're supposed to choose between the two, right? Those are the two. I loved Oppenheimer. I liked it so much. People were offended by it. There was someone who said, I saw an art. Whenever I watch a movie I like, I go home and read articles by people who hated it because I like being upset, I guess. I don't know. There's an article that said that the movie, you know, skipped over the fact that the radiation, like, poisoned nearby Native American communities. I was like, wait until you hear what they did to Japanese people. Oh, my God. That was, whew. You're going to be real upset about that one. Military. What else? Any others? Matthew McConaughey, and what was the other? Boba.
Yes.
Like the tea from the. Yeah. You shoot cups of tea?
No, there was at a Boba place like a week ago.
Oh, that's way less fun than what I said. I thought it was, you know, like when prospectors, they shoot the tin can, like bing, bing. I thought they just had like Boba things out there. And then when they leak, the balls kind of spill out one by one. They get clogged for a second, and it shoots them out just ball by ball like a deer pooping, like perfectly spherical. But your thing's depressing because people died. My thing's cute and physically. What? Who? Where? What state?
Austin.
Oh, okay. Cool. Here. The worst place for us who are currently here right now. Let's just say, you guys want to go out for boba after this? I want to die. That's how I'm going to commit suicide. What's the best way to commit suicide? Getting boba in Austin, apparently. McConaughey. I read his book. Did you read his book?
Yeah.
It was good. You didn't read it? You read it?
Yeah.
Did you like it? You look like you liked it. You've got your cowboy hat in your lap and your legs crossed. Like you're gonna fan yourself even though it's 69 degrees in here. Like it's an auction. You read the book. You got boots and everything. Are you a McConaughey fan? Yeah. You have two buttons of seven open, so that's fair on his shirt. I like the guy. I like the guy. He has a confidence I'll never have. He's just, everything worked for him. If you want to read the book, it's just like he didn't learn his lines, he didn't know Spanish, and they booked him anyway. And then he got really famous, and he was like, I'm going to take a break that I deserve. I'm tired of making $20 million for every 3 months I work, and then taking 3 months off, and then jogging down the beach shirtless and fucking Jennifer Love Hewitt, probably. It's a good book. Green Lights. I recommend it. Listen to the audio version on Audible, because he reads it, and surprisingly literate. You didn't think that guy would have good grammar. Maybe his editor's fantastic. I thought there'd be typos or something. But yeah, McConaughey, what else we got?
Future of Margaritaville.
Is that something I don't know?
Jimmy
Dye. Oh, yeah, Jimmy Dye. I think it'll be fine. I'm sorry. You know other people were running it, right? You know he just sat back and got paychecks. He wasn't like, here's my new idea for the drink specials this week. I think he was a rather laid-back investor and just put his name on it, like Jay-Z and whatever his vodka is. It's interesting you say Future Margaritaville. I was in Fort Myers Beach during the pandemic with my girlfriend's parents, and a hurricane just... The whole island is gone. Gone. They sold their house right before. Am I allowed to say this about them? And the whole island got wiped out. Very sad. All the houses gone. Except Margaritaville. So it's kind of the opposite of Jimmy Buffett. It doesn't die. Next suggestion.
Chinese food.
Chinese food? Is that a trap, man? It's good. Want me to say something racist? I won't. It's good. It's delicious. It gives me a headache the next day, but it's good. It's worth that pain. What else?
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
Who? Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner? Are they dating?
They are.
What, is this show just you telling me things I don't know and happening in pop culture? I'm like, who's the new cast of SNL? I haven't opened up Variety in a couple weeks. They're dating? Wait, which one's Kylie? She's the younger one with the makeup company. The lipstick one. Okay. I feel like they all wear quite a bit of makeup, so that doesn't really... She's a billionaire from... Yes. Okay. So I'm glad to see that Timothy Chalamet is marrying for money. That's great. You know what I mean? He's just a trophy husband in that couple. Isn't that cute that he's that successful? And he's like, yes, dear, I'll stay home and clean. You go out and make another $1 billion. You know, okay. I thought it was kind of funny because it reverses the power dynamics, but I guess we're just so feminist here in Austin that that's not even a thing to remark upon. Yeah, the woman makes more money. It's 2023. Grow up. What else? What's that?
Theater kids.
Theater kids? Fucking hate them. I hate them so much. I hate them so much. Oh my God. I'm a math guy. I study math. I love math. Fuck all of you. I'll fight you. I'll ruin your parties with it. I'm like, yeah. Bros before hoes before parentheses before exponents before. That's a bit. Here's what I have against theater kids. They act like dorks. They're all cool. They're all charming. They all get laid all the time. And now, do you know what STEM stands for? Say it. Ooh. Fuck you, economics. Engineering, science, technology, engineering, math. We don't let economists in with their fun banking jobs and social skills as well. No, but they're changing STEM to STEAM. The A stands for arts. Get the fuck out of here. You're gonna tell me theater kids get to sit at the nerd table? Like, what's up, fellow dorks? Having sex at theater camp? Get the fuck out of here. Trying to join in on our struggle? Fuck theater kids. They're fun. Any others?
Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg cage fight.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are dating now. I'm like, oh, that's so great. It didn't happen, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that. Who would you vote for?
Mark.
Mark?
Elon.
Oh, you guys are Elon people? I want to see Elon lose. I think he's a dork. Ooh, I lost the crowd with that one. I don't like Mark. But at least Mark seems like he's actually good at math, and I feel like Elon's not actually. He's more of an economist than an engineer, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know. I just think Elon wants to be cool. I wish you would fight him. Yeah, this is on YouTube. Come on, you pussy. Fight Mark Zuckerberg. I could. Well, the weird part is I think Mark could beat Elon, but then I think I could beat up Mark, but I'd be afraid to fight Elon. The transitive property doesn't work. Like, it does. The group theory doesn't commute. Okay. I'll take one or two more.
Lahaina.
Lahaina. Doing depressing shit. Okay. Okay. I had a gig booked in Lahaina about a month ago. No, it was booked. It was booked for right now. And then I had to rudely rescheduled it with a really wonderful woman who was booking it. And then I canceled on her. And she was like, well, what's the new date? We really want to make this happen. And I was being a real dick. And then the city burned down. And I was like, whoo. Don't have to deal with that awkward logistics. So on a really fucked up level, I'm like, that's a relief. But very, very sad. And I hope to go there and get a much better deal on a hotel when things all cool down. Well, any one more.
Labor Day?
I got nothing for Labor Day. Huh?
Australia?
Too broad. Give me something specific.
Construction
workers? What's that? Tiny house?
Tiny homes.
Tony Hawk's. These all got bad at the end. Tell me another political news story that I haven't heard yet. I got rid of Twitter. I mean X.
Lizzo.
Good one. I like her more now. Is that bad? I'm like, good, she's a bitch. Like, she's already arrogant. That's her whole persona. I'm better than you. I fuck your boyfriend. I'm like, yeah, I'd want her to be a shitty boss. That'd be really disappointing if she was like, show's over. Let's all get some sleep tonight, girls. No. She ate she made her eat a banana. Out of an Amsterdam strip club stripper's vagina. Which, let's be clear here, the wording they said from her vagina, that's not like they didn't just take a banana and smear it on a stripper's labia and then she like lopped it off like a dog drinking. They inserted the banana into the vagina and then peeled the banana. And then someone took a bite of it. There was never, no one made contact with her vagina, which it's an Amsterdam strip club. Their vaginas are cleaner than anything in this room. It's a nice, it's fancy. All right, let's get Jeremiah back up here.
Keep it going for Matthew Broussard, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, man, that was fun.
So we are going to take a few suggestions together and see what we can do with them. So what do we got?
Panic attacks.
Definitely a white person sport. I feel like that's definitely like anxiety and panic attacks. Like that's our bread and butter. That's
yeah, dude. Know,
our white bread and butter. You know.
I feel like. Have you had one?
I have had one or two in my life. I didn't know what was going on, and then later somebody told me like what was happening.
Oh, did you want to shoot up a school? Like, how did it feel?
No, it was like your heart like starts like beating really fast, and you start crying for no reason. Or that's why I did. and then
what spurred it?
I think just general like overstress.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I had one once from taking like you know what Zen is. I had
the pouches. Yeah, yeah.
I was very addicted, and I started having panic attacks, and then I quit 2 years later. So it's really hard to quit Zen. Are they a sponsor of the show? Zen, it's very addictive. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the closest I've ever had. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what else we got?
Microdosing
and
microdosing.
I have a bad habit of taking acid on weekdays and not telling my girlfriend and just trying to play it off. Is that microdosing? I have a pretty addictive personality, as has been demonstrated by the last two suggestions. Yeah, mushrooms and acid I do more often than I like to admit. And it's not even like microdosing. It's like a two-thirds dose. It's not a full dose, but yeah.
That's pretty legit.
And yeah. I like to see how well I can function in the world. I don't drive. That's my run, unless I need to. But
what's the most you've ever done that you consider a microdose?
A full square of acid. The unit's what? It's graph paper. Like one 25th of a square inch? I don't know. That's the units I go by. I've done a full one, and then my girl, she'll hear this. She does a podcast with her friend, and I had taken one. I was just chilling. They're like, Matt, you want to be a guest on our podcast? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I did the podcast on acid, and I fucking killed it.
You'd be a good cheater.
So macrodosing. Yeah.
I like where the lines are for this crowd. I can't like map out at all like what's too far and what's too little.
They really love Timothy Chalamet. If you didn't catch that, don't shit on him.
Right.
That skinny little fuck.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Kids on leashes.
Kids on leashes. Let's go.
I'm for it.
Put all the kids on leashes. Put the cats on leashes. I don't freaking care. It is creepy to see a cat on a leash, though.
Oh, I do that. I'm that kind of white. Yeah. We got a Balinese. We paid a lot of money for it, and you can supposedly walk it. And we're walking it whether or not it wants to. You know what I mean? We paid for that feature. We're gonna exercise it.
You're going to show it off.
Yeah.
Do people come up to you when you have the cat on the leash?
Yeah.
What did they say?
We were in Atlanta and we were walking it and we walked up and there was just like, we were at Piedmont Park and we turned a corner and there were five black dudes who looked real hard, like in their 50s. And they looked at us and they looked at the cat and they go, oh, he cute, right? And I was like, oh, they're very gay. And then we all got along after that. So, yeah.
Guys, keep it going for Matthew Broussard. Thank you. How we doing out here? You guys good? Yeah. Heck yeah. Very excited to bring your next comedian to the stage. I've toured the world with this next comic, done so many podcasts with him. You know him from the great podcast Kill Tony. Please welcome my brother, Brian Redband, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on! Come on! Let's grab a couple suggestions together, see what we can do. Well, these two, what were they? Smoking pot in school. Did you ever get caught smoking weed in school?
No. So I'm almost 50. So when we smoked weed, it was super illegal. And we would go to church parking lots. And we would smoke at churches because we felt like it was a safe place. And then we would like seriously put a tape recorder around us and just smoke weed when we're like 13 years old. Me and my, or whatever, how old, 15, I guess.
Do you still have any of those recordings?
No, I don't think we do. I mean, maybe. I have no idea.
Did you ever listen back to them like a couple years after you did them?
No. Like, it was, I know they exist somewhere, and I know it's like if we heard it, it would be really dumb. Like, we'd probably just be like, oh my God, man. Hey, fuck your uncle?
What other suggestions have you got? A foot fetish? Do you like feet?
No, I hate feet so much, man.
I'm not a foot guy.
No. You know what's cool though is I dated a little Asian girl, so her foot can like curl into my hand like a baseball. So I kind of would like, I've always thought like if I curled it up and just fucking tried, like how far she would go, you know? I don't know.
He's out of there. what do we got over here?
The Maury Show.
The Maury Show. I always loved when you saw someone, the joy in their life just light up their face when they found out that they were not the father. Real-time paternity tests, I mean, I think that there should be more of that back on the internet. Because that was like a window of time where like, it, like they could be, I like you always hoped like especially if the woman was like mean or something to him, like during the interview like yeah he doesn't get paid enough at his job or whatever, and then finally like he would read those results, the amazing dancing that would happen after that would be the best celebration dance. It was like better than like touchdown dances in the NFL.
Yeah. I get it because you have two kids. Yeah. I had a pregnancy scare this week. Like she was a week late. Like the day that we were like, we're getting a pregnancy test. Like it happened. She's like, oh, I started. I'm like, ew, gross. You know, like, and then But like, do you have a VPN sponsorship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it?
Express or something like that?
Express VPN?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
That's the only time I've used a VPN, because in Texas it's so illegal to get an abortion that I used expressvpn.com and I used... and... and I was looking at abortions.
Dude, that is the best commercial in Texas for a VPN. That's literally, do you want to get a little hanger up there, but you can't do it in the Texas? Use ExpressVPN.
I mean, it's...
But then you didn't need it because, you know...
No, because she started spotting, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked in there. She got no baby in there.
Listen, he grabbed her foot, threw her up against the wall. She's no longer pregnant.
You just got to carve it out. You got to get out of there.
Dig deep, get the spoon, boy.
Get one of those ice cream things. Put in the refrigerator.
Let's grab one more suggestion.
Robert De Niro's new kid.
Robert De Niro's new kid? Well, we know the baby's... I know, but the baby's definitely going to come out looking the exact same.
He's going to have the old filter on right at birth.
Right away.
What's with this pussy? You're here for the money? It's like my girlfriend. You know, my girlfriend's 20 years younger, which is crazy, you know? Like, I'm just now breaking in that engine right now. Like... It's so more efficient than American engines.
Yeah. And that engine is on a railroad because she's Asian.
Hey!
I thought that was pretty good. One more suggestion. One more.
Toyotas.
One more suggestion.
Autonomous car.
Furby? Did you have Furbies growing up?
And no, I was more of a Teddy Ruxpin guy. But you know what I would do? Like we didn't have the internet to masturbate, so I would just record my voice as a kid, being a woman voice, going, "Oh, you like this, daddy, daddy?" And I would put the cassette in the back and just have Teddy Ruxpin just clip the tip of my dick the whole time.
Keep it going for my brother Brian Redman. How's the energy in here, guys? You doing okay, huh? Got a couple comics left. This next comedian coming to the stage. We did the Wave on Roast Battle together. He has an amazing special out on YouTube right now that you should check out after the show. Please welcome my brother, Jamar Malachi Neighbors, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on! Whoa!
We did the thing. All right. Two people remember that shit, Jeremiah. Sup, bitch?
Eddie Murphy.
You think he really laughed like that? There's no fucking way in hell that nigga laughed like that. Peek-a-boo. No fucking way. That's the, and people will be like, oh my God, his laugh is so charming. I'm like, that nigga sound like he burping while he laughing. I just made Eddie Murphy laugh. Worst laugh of all time. Uh-huh.
Kawhi Leonard's laugh.
What'd you say?
Kawhi Leonard's laugh.
I never, you know what, when that was hot, when that was hot, I really didn't catch on to the trend, but I do know that he a weirdo, though. I do know, what does it sound like? Can you do it? That nigga sound like a yak. Like Jim Carrey when he in Ace Ventura Part 2 when he was on the plane. That's how Kawhi Leonard laugh. He would laugh like that. That's crazy. That's cool. My sister, that's what I hate about my sister. I'm just speaking of laughs. This bitch, she be stealing people corks. You know people like this and shit? Like, oh man, like my sister heard a chick laugh or whatever, and then she was laughing like that for a week because she thought that went good with who the fuck she was. You know, like, so I swear to God, for a week she was laughing like this. I was like, whoa, you don't laugh like that. It's like, it don't match. It don't go. That's a light-skinned bitch laugh. Like, you dark with a nose ring, bitch. Stop. Nothing wrong with that. That's who she is. Like, you light-skinned. Can you laugh like that, please? I'll do it, and then you do it. Man, all right. Y'all right. Y'all supposed to be suggesting me to do shit. Psychedelics? Oh, man. The nigga with the man bun would tell me to talk about psychedelics. Hey, I fuck with psychedelics every now and then. Like, I ain't did it in a while because, I don't like mushrooms. That shit, mushrooms ever put you in your place? Like, it ever humble your motherfucking ass? You think it's supposed to be a dope-ass trip, but that shit be like, yo, man, what you need to do is get your ass up out the motherfucking projects, nigga. Stop hanging around with these bum-ass losers, man. You know you too good for these motherfuckers. He'd be like, what, nigga? No, I just want to laugh with niggas and examine fireflies and why they fly like that. Why the fuck? I don't even know niggas can have existential crises, nigga. Like, did you know that? I should ask this all-white crowd that, but. This fool? Thank you. I just asked Chris if we was getting a season 3, and he was like, well, people are striking. What I like about this fool is that I play a chef, and I be making, like, cupcakes and shit on there, and it's really softened my image. You know, because whereas I used to sell drugs and shit like that, now I sell cupcakes.
White people?
Beautiful people. Perfect people. Never did anything wrong. Let me ask you this about white people. Oh, but I only want the white people to answer. Okay, so you know all the bad shit that, you know, you hear about yourselves and stuff like that. Clap your hands, white people, if you are actually like that. And you can be honest. I don't care. I won't fight you. My nigga, we good? Because, like, if you ask me, you was like, Joe, are all black people like that? I'd be like, yeah. I play my I play my music loud as hell in the gas station. All the time. Now, are you the kind of person, anybody in here, that'd be like, walk up to me and be like, cut that shit the fuck off before I shoot you? Not me. All right, fine. Now, are there any Karens in here? Don't lie to me, bitches. I saw all y'all in Walmart earlier. In that little fucking wheelchair and shit. Karen's always riding wheelchairs, but when they don't really need it. And they always running over people's shoes and shit too with it. I've seen it. Huh? Super Mario movie?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, this shirt came from Goodwill. Was it good? The one with John Leguizamo? Huh? Nah, I ain't see the brand new one. I haven't been to the movie since I was in Colorado when that nigga shot that shit up. I said I ain't going back to no grand openings. Super Mario, man, this nigga still chasing this princess bitch like. Is that pussy that good? Why she keep inconveniencing this nigga life? Like, it's been like, she's a Karen. I didn't think that was funny. I was trying to fuck. I hope we made a connection. Super Mario's been going through the limbs for this bitch, man. Been going in the sewers and shit. Fucking jumping over a fire just to rescue a bit. Is the princess, is that his girlfriend? Is that his actual girlfriend, the princess? Or is that the king's girlfriend? And, huh?
He's sipping.
Oh, he. Nigga, you a plumber. You. You think you could get that, nigga, just because you went through 8 levels of bullshit? You still don't got no money, nigga. You a plumber. You got money for, like, a blue-collar motherfucker, but I'm like, you ain't the king. She ain't gonna let you snip that shit. I'm like, nigga, you. And here's something else you want to know about the princess. It's like, man, that pussy ain't even good. She didn't have a whole phase, no nothing. She been told she royalty her whole life. She don't just go fuck random dudes. She fuck one dude. So, good luck, Mario. All right, one more.
Television.
What? Flat Earth. Flat Earth. The world is flat. Wait. Okay, I'm gonna just answer it one sentence at a time. The world is flat because Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle fell off the face of the earth. No, I did not serve in the war. I just like shoes that they've killed children in, probably. What's Jam 6? Oh, the store. Oh, January 6th. Oh, yeah, I was out there selling Trayvon Martin t-shirts. I had to get my money. One more?
Burning Man?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They stuck out there, huh? Man. I don't know. All right, Jeremiah. Maya!
Keep it going for Jamar Neighbors!
Hey, buddy. Good to see you, man.
What's up, bro?
I miss your red jacket.
Oh, yeah. I had a red jacket face.
Yeah, man. You thought you were Steve Martin. Yeah. You are our Steve Martin.
I thought I was Steve Harvey.
That's who I thought I was. Sorry, by science! Hey, do your best Steve Harvey right now.
Let me tell you. Survey says, why would you say that?
I'm sorry, Steve. I was nervous.
Yeah.
Dude, I like your Steve Harvey.
I love Steve Harvey. Yeah. I've been watching footage, internet videos of old 60s game show hosts that are creepy.
How many of them is it? Because I feel like there's only one.
No. There's a lot of old ones. There's like, hey, sweetie.
And the one who's trying to mack up that little girl. He's like, give me a kiss right here.
Yeah.
He's like, that's a little bitch, man. Why you want, like, the mama look better, honestly, tell you the truth. Like, the fuck?
And the mom's proud. The mom's like, yeah.
I'm like, how's that niggas catch cases and shit, man? Just like these fucking. And then, remember that kid who is trying to, remember that kid who the Dalai Lama, like, stuck his tongue out?
Yeah.
And then the kid was about to suck the kid, suck the Dalai Lama tongue. Mm-hmm. And then Dalai Lama was like, nah, nigga, I was just playing, nigga.
Yeah, he's like, you gay.
You are gay. That is not allowed. I was testing you. Like, hey, did you see that? Did you see Tucker Carlson talking, interviewing that dude Barack Obama fucked in college? Who saw that? Hey, and I see why Barack Obama let him suck his dick, because this nigga was missing these teeth right here. Pause, of course. I like the women now.
I'm going to let you suck my dick. Pause.
Can you do it in Barack Obama's voice?
Oh, you just have wanted me to keep trying Please. Black celebrities?
Yeah, yeah, until you do one that's so black it's kind of racist. Do Wesley Snipes.
Just go in the shadows over there. You got it.
What? That's what you wanted, Texas?
It's my friend.
Let's grab a suggestion.
A Pikachu butt plug?
Do you think if the Pikachu butt plug was in there long enough, it became a Raichu butt plug?
Nice. Who? Oh, you just got one? For real? Sir, pull your pants down and bend over. Let's see what's going on. Pause, of course.
That's so funny, doing like gay sex and being like, we paused that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nigga, I forgot. Damn.
What else we got?
9/11.
Man, what about 119? Nigga, that was bad for me, too. Because I was drunk and crashed my car into a building. And I never forgot it, man. I never forgot it. I didn't care. I mean, no. I respect. Nah, honestly, I didn't care about it because one, I'm from LA, and two, it wasn't a county building. I don't give a fuck. Just don't fuck with my food stamps, Jeremiah. Don't fuck with my food stamps. What you think about 9/11? Where were you?
I was on the way to school in Kansas, and then like when we got there, they ended up sending us home later that day.
After school?
No, we watched the news coverage. Oh. No. We watched the news coverage in Kansas, and I guess we were so egotistical. They're like, they hit the World Trade Center. We're the heart of America. We're next.
Kansas said this?
It's in the middle. It's the exact middle point in the map of the U.S.
Yeah, nobody thinks about Kansas.
I mean, wow. Kansas thinks that people do.
Yeah, nah, we don't be thinking about that like that. Not yeah. Kansas.
Yeah.
Y'all football team be turning up every now and then. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Chiefs, other than absolutely. That, we don't be thinking about them like that.
Right. You're not hurting my feelings, but I know this.
Yeah. That's my point.
They're technically in Missouri. Thank you.
What? Yeah. So y'all ain't got a football team. Ain't nobody thinking about Canada like that.
Where are you from? I'm curious.
Austin.
You're from Austin?
Born and raised? Yeah. Wow, I love your face.
Pause.
No pause.
Play. Let's grab one more suggestion.
Deion Sanders? Yeah. Jacking off with boners? What? What was the...
Somebody said Jackson Mahomes and Deion Sanders.
Jackson Mahomes?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who's Jackson Mahomes?
People don't like Mahomes' family.
Okay. And does he play for Mississippi? Wait, what's the team? Is that the team that Deion has? Mississippi or which? Colorado. Oh, yeah. I don't fucking know. I ain't cared about Deion Sanders since he stopped doing that cool dance that he did. Other than that, it's like...
Did you look for a punchline at the bottom of the glass?
I was like, give it to me. Who are you in?
Let's grab one more.
Dorothy?
The Wizard of Oz. Oh, cool.
All right.
Nice.
If you was Dorothy... Oh. I mean, going off what Jeremiah has explained, like, why in the fuck would you want to go back to Kansas? Like, anyway, like... The Emerald City looked kind of lit.
Well,
that's like getting out of the hood,
right? Well, you said The Wiz. You watched The Wiz. The Wiz.
Nigga, I watched. What the fuck are you talking about, Jeremiah? I've seen all the Wizards of Oz.
I know.
I seen The Wiz. I seen The Wizard of Oz.
You said The Wiz. You literally just said The Wiz.
No, I slurred because I'm a little drunk.
Oh, I thought you were like, well, The Wiz is where it's at.
I was talking about Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
Who Wiz Khalifa of Oz? And he just be smoking. He be smoking the whole time, like, nigga. Yeah. We there, yeah, nigga.
Is that a lion right there? What is man, that?
You think that nigga got a? You think that nigga got a lighter, nigga? the Wiz got lighter. I don't know.
The Wiz Khalifa of Oz. I want to see that.
Hey, you trying to write that?
Let's go.
Hell yeah! It's gonna start Wiz Khalifa right here in the back.
There we go.
Right here. You can't see him. All right,
guys, keep it going for Jamar Neighbors.
Thank you, guys. Hey. Check out Rotten Luther King Jr. on YouTube. That's my special. Love you guys. Good night.
All right. How we doing out there, guys, huh? All right. Your next comedian coming to the stage. I love watching this guy perform, and you guys do as well. He's a favorite on Kill Tony. Please welcome the great Casey Rocket to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Come on. It's Casey Rocket.
Breathe in, breathe out. All right, very cool. I almost just ate shit. Hell yeah. Just fucking breathe in. Come on now, get lost. God, I'm so brave for getting up here. Okay. Bravest man in show business. Feed me your teeth. We're having fun. Okay. Feed me some riffs. Come on now. Noidberg? Who is that? Oh, the lobster man. Okay, cool. Guards, take him away, please. Okay. We're not doing crab-based comedy. Thanks, sweetie. All right. He's gone. What is that, a grimace? She's gone, too. I'm not... Folks, crab's not playing games tonight, folks. I'm here to riff. Oops, come on now. Something... Oh, okay, cool. That's more my speed. Sex with an old lady. All right, hell yeah. Okay. Like, would I do it? Like, for fun? Okay, two people answered. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, would you eat her pussy? Why did two people answer the sex with the old lady one? You guys in cahoots? Guards? They're trying to make me fuck an old woman tonight. And I'm game. Yeah. Yeah. Healthy living? Nope. What was that? I don't quite understand that one. I'm more of a Robitussin guy. Honestly, I'm more of a Tuss guy, quite frankly, but thanks for the suggestion, dipshit. yeah, Stalingrad. Okay, I was waiting for that one. Let's If there's two things I know, it's what Robitussin and what the fall of Stalingrad. So... Pretty stoked to talk about the socioeconomic implications of the fall of Stalingrad this evening. So Hitler was... Hey, I'm talking about Stalingrad, you piece of shit. That's the last warning. Now, I'm all for fun and games. Having sex with old women. Okay. Everybody make fun of the freak, huh? Since when can I not talk about Stalingrad in this fucking country? God. You like it when I sit like this? Since when can I not? I just want to get as small as possible right now. This fucking Congress. All right.
The Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa. Jurassic? No, fuck off. No, I don't. Too many DUIs, buddy. I haven't driven in years. nice try, though. You're my parole officer. This is all an elaborate setup to get me to admit to driving, even though my driver's license is suspended. When's the last time you drank alcohol? Gotcha, fucker. I'm on parole. Hell yeah. Where are my 90s kids at? What? Human decency? Public indecency. Quite the opposite of human decency, isn't it? On the hands of Lady Liberty, here's human decency, and here's having your cock out in a fucking O. Charlie's. And frankly, I'm a little bit of the latter. They have really warm rolls there. That was a roll about, that was a joke about having sex with a warm roll. Driverless cars. Yeah, hell yeah, man. I've done so, I've been sober for many years, but every time I see a driverless car, I'm like, whew. I'm like, you know what I mean? I get like Bonnaroo flashbacks. I'm like, it's caught up to me. Like, you see it too, right? It's like, get away from me, dude. That car had no man. It just ruins my psyche. 15 years later, I'm just busking on the street of Austin. The car had no man. Very cool. Look at us. We're riffing already. Give me 20 more minutes. What? Okay. Getting diarrhea at Bonnaroo. That was just kind of a confessional. I've had it. Yeah. Talk about how I shit my pants at Bonnaroo. Hell yeah, dude. I'm all for it. I was thinking about this recently. One time I was on so much Molly at Bonnaroo, I talked to this old Asian man for like 6 hours before I realized he didn't speak English. It was just me, which sounds like a bit. It's not a bit. It was just me talking at this guy, and he was just kind of nodding his head for like 6 hours. And I was like, follow me. Let's go to the main stage. And what was the one before that with pussy in it?
Boy pussy.
Bullock pussy?
Boy pussy.
Boy pussy. Okay, cool. Hell yeah. That makes more sense. Why does that make more sense? Why does that make more sense than what I was like? Oh, boy pussy. Yes. In the hierarchy of my thoughts, it's probably boy pussy, and a close second would be the fall of Stalingrad. Callback, get real. Fucking, come on now. The riff wheels are turning up here. Get lost. Boy pussy, Blair Witch. Interesting. I can combine the two. I'm going to drop my pants, I'm going to tuck my dick, and I'm going to Blair Witch in the corner. So you can just see the head of my cock and my balls through the back. That's the director's cut where you pause it and you're like, holy shit, did the witch make him put his balls between his legs? Was that the witch or did he want to do that? Yeah, that was all improv. Yeah, we were just kids back then, really. Just focused on our art. Half of us had our balls and dicks between our legs at all times. It was the 90s. It was free love. I like thinking about that. What? Random boners in the space race. Interesting. Yeah. It's a guy who gets hard thinking about space. I like thinking about that. God, that moon looks kind of fucking good tonight, doesn't it? Okay, what? Too weird? Too gross? He said it. Fuck y'all. You don't get me. You don't get me. Give me 10 less minutes. I'll keep going. Just immediately bail. I'm not going anywhere. Stay away. The space race. Hell yeah. I like thinking about crack. Yeah, I'm all for it. I've smoked crack probably 5 or 6 times. All in the same night. You don't spread them out like that. it wasn't 5 or 6 different days in my life. I was like, I'll take one hit. It was like one good night where I was like, I'll let it ride. Female sex offenders. Okay. I don't like talking about that stuff. You guys are making me nervous. I'll Blair Witch again. I'm not scared to do it. New Mexico at night, skinwalkers. That's what you're talking about, aren't you? Lock the doors. They can... That's what they say. You're not supposed to say skinwalker, right? Because they can hear it in your voice and then they come hunt your kids. Where are you, sweetie? Okay, I'm a skinwalker. Grimace and Pelosi, hell yeah. They're in cahoots. Yeah, this goes all the way to the fucking top. I won't lie to you. Yeah, I have a very unique problem. I guess some of you guys know who I am. I used to pull out Grimace pictures on stage, and then McDonald's brought back Grimace, and it just ruined my whole fucking life. It was like, oh, there's the Grimace freak. Look at the hack. And I was like, I did it first. I thought it was funny first. Give me 20 more. Come on. Shout him. Assisted bulimia cartwheels. I like that one because they kind of tie together. You'd be doing a cartwheel and then you'd hit yourself really hard in the throat mid-spin and kind of barfing down the street. I like that image. I like thinking about that. Thank you. Adultery, like sex with someone who's not your man wife, with your wife. I have sex, as y'all can see. I fuck, for sure. Penis, vagina, the whole thing. Every time I hate talking about that stuff on stage, it makes me blush. I've had sex 8 or 9 times, more than I've smoked crack. I don't know if you're keeping up, but it's a 6 or 7 versus 8 or 9. Not the same night, but yeah. Yeah, sex is badass as hell. Who's? I like thinking about it. I love getting down with that, for sure. Okay. Woo, okay. Give me 12 more minutes. What? Robitussin? Hell yeah. Ain't no fuss when you're on the tuss. I love, Yeah, I was addicted to Robitussin, which I've never met someone else was. I guess it was just me. Like, most people, they drink Robitussin like one good time, and they're like, I didn't like that. But I liked something about the fear of it. I liked living in the fear for like 9 or 12 hours. You just drink a couple bottles of... Why are you yelling for that part? Why are you yelling for the length of the trip? What a weird part to yell at. That's a decent time. That's a decent time length. That's about like a hit of LSD. All right, I'm on board with that. Very cool. Yeah, my buddy's dad, he gave us Robitussin for the first time when I was 12 years old. And a little young. And he died in prison. But he was a great dude. He was really cool. I'll talk about it later. I'll tell you about it later. I think that's my time. Give it up for me. Let's bring Jeremiah up here. Thank you, guys.
One more time for Casey Rocket, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, a lot of sex stuff, a lot of freaks in here. She was giving me a hard time. She's talking about having sex.
Yeah.
Did she say that when you were up here?
No.
You didn't think the teacher was going to get back up in front of the class, did you? Well, you're all getting fucking in trouble now.
It's happening.
Cat's out of the bag.
It's happening,
dude. All the boy pussy. He's back now. And you got egg on your face, don't you, nasty boner people? Disgusting.
They're gross.
Full of trash and cum. Ugh. Gross. Trash and cum.
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 It's like
you be going for your running mates for 2024. Trash and cum.
It's like a his name is Robert Paulson situation, but it's just trash and cum. I see, and death, and death members of Project Mayhem do cum. It's a Fight Club thing. Fine.
We don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it. We don't talk about that.
What suggestions do we got?
UFOs!
Trailer parks and UFOs. I mean, the.
Anal.
And anal. Just toss it right in there. Yeah.
I mean, they kind of do. Yeah, yeah.
Trailer parks, people see UFOs. Mm-hmm.
Then they get.
Have sex in the butt. For cash.
I was saying the aliens did it to them, not the trailer park people.
Not like they're so excited they have like sex in the butt.
And they're like, yeah, I don't know, I think I'm gay now. And then they, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fingering old money. Your grandpa.
Fingering your grandma for old money. I like where your head's at.
That's how old money becomes new money.
A lot of people don't read the little fine print on the last will and testament. Like, you got to finger me one good time.
I will give you my inheritance if you do a good job down there.
Fuck.
All right, man. Yes.
My fingers taste gross. All right. Adderall. You ever take Adderall?
No, but that makes you focus, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I'm reading all your credit scores right now. It's fucking incredible.
The Fanatic.
Hmm? The Fanatic. Movie John Travolta directed by Fred Durst. I'm all over it, Haas. Shout out another movie. I'll tell you who it was directed by.
Friday Night Lights.
I don't know that one. Too hard.
I thought this is when you were going to prove to me that you were autistic. Like, just go down, like name a movie, I will give you the director immediately.
Or I'm just on enough Adderall to just figure it out.
Yeah, to go through the IMDb, just like Minority Report, just swiping all through it.
What?
What was the crutches?
Temporary crutches.
Did you ever sprain an ankle or anything? Did you ever, where you have to do the crutches for a few weeks?
I never did. Let's break that down. Crutches. Crutch is. Mm-hmm. Is.
Yeah. Huh.
Let's see what he's really talking about here. Is. Am I. Is. Am. Yeah. Pretty close. Synonyms. Am. Am I scared? Are you scared?
Yeah.
What are you scared of?
What is the crux of the crutches juxtaposition that we are looking for?
What are you holding up? What are you holding in?
What's on the outside? What's on the inside? I'm on the outside. I'm looking in.
BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. That's exactly right.
That guy was literally just like, don't kill yourself, guys.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you just see, he can see the sadness.
Yeah.
You guys will be okay.
Let's grab one more suggestion.
Football's
back.
I heard, this is not a racist thing, but I thought you were a black guy, and then I mixed it together. I was like, football's black. And then.
I guess.
Because technically, you know, football's back, football's black. It was a black guy yelling it out. It was a whole thing. But football is back.
Football's back in a major way. And there's no better way to celebrate it than BetterHelp.com. That's kind of why we're here tonight.
Yeah. Guys, keep it going for Casey Rocket.
Thank you.
Did we have a good time tonight? Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Check this out as a series on YouTube. Every other Monday, we come out with new episodes. Austin, thank you so much for coming out and supporting Stand Up on the Spot. We love you. Have a great night. Thank you so much. Thanks for watching Stand Up on the Spot. Now hit that subscribe button so we can hit 50,000 subscribers. And make sure you leave a like and a comment before you go. Thanks.